This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Kate Blaine, thrilled to be broadcasting from 25 feet above sea level at Newport Beach, California. And according to the Census Bureau, the latest census, this area, this city is 53 square miles, 23 square miles and some change of its land, 29 of it is water. So it's really an interesting place where I am. It's a semi-artificial harbor. I guess it was formed by dredging Newport Bay's estuary. That happened during the early 1900s. And there you go. So now you have a lot of canoeing and fishing and rowing and sailing and paddle boarding. And it was pretty interesting to watch the people during the day. But I'm thrilled to be with you, as always, as the world around us is, frankly, a really crazy, crazy place. I have been doing this show for 15 years, and I certainly have probably made statements like that before. And, you know, what does it mean? It means I say that this show is about you. It's about the conversation in your backyard, the conversation in my backyard, and it's very similar. People are watching what's going on with Russia. They're looking at the sanctions, what's happening with Putin, and, you know, Putin lost his ninth colonel, and the report is that some Russians are turning on each other, and now it looks like, you know, you had Boris Johnson, who visited the capital city, Kyiv, in the Ukraine over the weekend and spent time with Zelensky. So you have the PM of one of our big allies doing that surprise visit, and the UK sending 120 armored tanks and other vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems to the Ukraine. So Downing Street was certainly represented there, and there are a lot of world leaders that are coming out to travel to go and to show their support for Zelensky and show their support for the Ukraine. And these are indeed interesting times, and watching the maneuverings, the to and fro of the Russians. And there was the attack on the train station, 50 plus people, innocent people moving about, just happened to be there at that moment that died as a result of that. So there's the atrocities just outside of the city, the buried bodies, the mass grave. They're exhuming them. They think there's probably 67. There could be more, give or take, and people are coming back to identify their husbands and sons and others, children. It's just really, really a very sad, sad time. And the chilling thing is, there is no question what is happening here. We've only seen the beginning of this, meaning I don't think Russia backs off. It doesn't look that way. What is the angle for peace here? I think Putin thought it was going to be an easy invasion. Boom, gets in, gets Zelensky out, takes over the country, but that didn't happen. So now what does he do? He's not the guy that backs off. He's not somebody who pulls away. So I don't see him pulling away. And then what does that mean for the rest of the world? And what does that mean economically? What does that mean security-wise? And that's the big, big part of it. What does it mean security-wise when you have Putin being also dumped on by the rest of the world and being frozen out financially and so many other ways with the sanctions, which should, I believe, happen? But what does that mean for his psyche? What does that mean as far as reactions to potentially, and this is the conversation some people are having, are we at the highest time, really, for the possibility of a nuclear fallout, which scares the hell out of me, scares the hell out of you, I'm sure, too. Do we know that? How do you know that? How do you know what he will do? How do you know what kind of calamity he could spring on the rest of the world? I do believe wholeheartedly on everything I've read, on what I've been schooled in, the knowledge that I've gotten through just objectively looking at situations and collecting my own information from people who are in the game, so to speak. And it's a very scary time, because in trying to figure out
how do we decide what the reaction is? The answer is we don't know. I think he's, I said it again, I said it in the first hour, he's a megalomaniac. That's really what he is. And I do believe he believed with his forces and looking at the Ukraine that this would be putty in his hands, that it really wouldn't be that difficult. But now it's become more difficult, and the reaction to the world has made it more difficult for Russia, and particularly him. I mean, you know, that's what the deal is, right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, in the meantime, the other thing that is interesting, cases of COVID in some places are rising, but not to the hospitalizations, the near death. I'm not saying there's none of that, but it's people expressing, I've tested positive, I have a mild symptoms, I'm sequestering myself for the 10 days or whatever they think they should do. And we feel like we're all moving into a different, a new normal, or whatever you want to call it, that life is going on. Here I am in Newport Beach. It's at a conference, and people are from all over the country and thrilled to be here and be out and have conversations with colleagues they haven't had in 2 years, other than through video or other means. And you can see the thirst here in America, and I think certainly in other places, to go and have drinks, have dinner, go to a game, do whatever it is that you do in your world, and not worry and not feel like it's dangerous, and it's dangerous for older people. So the feeling is, woohoo, we're here, it's open, this is the new roaring 20s. But, you know, is it? And I looked at the totals again, and the totals of mild cases, it's mostly mild cases, and the hospitalizations are, they spiked a little bit, but then they've gone down. So the current hospitalizations, 14,782. These are from Johns Hopkins. These are where these numbers are coming from, okay? The deaths, 7-day average is 575. The change from just a week ago is that's down 12.12%. So all signs pointing in a good direction anyway. And then there's the conversation about a fourth dose, and do you need to get boosted? So doses this past week up 79%, a little bit over 79%. Fully vaccinated in the country, 65.8%. Isn't it interesting? A year ago, almost a year ago, in July of last year, right before 4th of July, the push for Biden was to have 75% of the country vaccinated. They're so obviously not necessarily near that. And that number, I think, holds true, because all of that is calculated. And if people are going to get vaccinated, look, they're getting the card, they have the card, they've got the dates of the vaccinations, and they're reported. So it all goes statistically into the database, and it makes sense to me that those numbers would be, in a world where we have fuzzy math, that they're very, very accurate. Let's put it that way. So here we are on the doorstep of getting deeper into April. We're seeing interest rates are potentially going up again. They've already gone up. Is the housing market going to cool? That's something that we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks here on the show with some really interesting people that I've found, to get a real pulse of what's going on in your neighborhood and my neighborhood, because, boy, some people are selling houses for incredible prices, aren't they? Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Another, you might have missed this. How about the story about a plane that split in half after an emergency landing? So right away you're trying to guess, where is it? Pretty substantial damages. Good news, it wasn't a big passenger plane. It wasn't the U.S. It's a DHL cargo plane. So they had to make an emergency landing in Costa Rica. I was looking at footage of it. It really split in half. It happened on April 7th, on the morning of April 7th. The plane was headed to Guatemala, but all of a sudden, like 25 minutes or so into takeoff, they requested, the pilots did, to turn back because they had some weird thing happening with the landing gear, so they made that emergency landing just in time. If it split in half, they would have easily gone down after they had that problem. And the footage, actually, of this plane and showing the landing it made, boom! I mean, it was just like, just picture, like, boom, and it split. It split off. I mean, the crew was fine. That's the great thing. The aircraft, not so fine. Serious, substantial damages to that airplane, but hey, the pilot, the co-pilot, they were all good. So they got it down in the nick of time, because that thing doesn't crack off like that otherwise. And then you've got the story, since I'm sticking on planes here for a second, United Airlines is delaying the return of Boeing 777 planes because dozens were grounded, if you remember, last year with engine failure. And the planes have these engines that have been grounded since what happened last February. The a Boeing 777 had been headed for Honolulu, but was forced to return to the airport when its right engine failed. Debris fell from the plane. There wasn't any injuries or damages, if you remember that one. And there are 52, they're all different planes that have it, but there are 52 United planes that carry this Pratt & Whitney 4000 engine, is what it's called. And they're probably going to return maybe May 12th. They've been you know, getting the clearance from the FAA for that. But because of those engine failures, you know, you had one that had debris all over Denver, and so of course they had to pull them out, the Hawaii, the Denver, and then they got to look at it. And boy, when you see, I mean, if I was a passenger and I looked out the window and I'm over the wing and I see that, it would be a rocky flight for anybody seeing that. The fan blades, right? So that's the whole thing about the fan blades too, get caught up in there. And I mean, certainly there would be safety fears for that. And it just last week, an Air France pilot was recorded as he was seeming to be struggling with the control of a Boeing 777 in Paris as it arrived from New York. And then in China, they grounded their entire fleet of Boeings until after a Chinese East airliner with 132 people crashed in the southern area of China. So there were heavy concerns about it. There's a great documentary out that talks about Boeing, and I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but I will, and I'll talk about it with a pilot. I'm going to talk about with a pilot actually coming up on a future show, but really strange. And for my friends in Florida, as I just had spent 11 days or whatever it was in the great state of Florida, thousands of calico scallops apparently are washing up on satellite beaches called, in clusters. So, you know, you walk the beach in the morning and you see all kinds of stuff, but they're seeing just so much, thousands of these scallops. Some of them are still back and alive, and some people were throwing them back in the water because they're alive. And it's just south of Pelican Beach Park where this happened. So they're trying to figure out, like, what, it's a mystery, right? So you got the fish and wildlife people out there that got samples. They're investigating, like, what would cause that? Was it wind? Was it a wave swell? But I could see if a few of them came in, a lot of them, but thousands? There must be, I don't know, there must be something about that, because their habitat is like 30 or 40 meters deep. So how could the wind do that? What would cause that to happen? I mean, it's obviously a mystery as to why, but if it's, they're normally that deep, then something else is going on. And whatever it was that unearthed that. But it would be really strange to be walking on the beach and see that sight, because it wasn't a handful. It was, like I said, thousands. And thousands is much, much different than saying, you know, we saw, it seemed unusual, we seemed to see more than we would normally have seen, but wow, it's, you know, there's some crazy thing that's happening there. It has to be, because it doesn't make any sense. All right. Speaking of what makes sense and what doesn't make sense, there's a lot of different reactions to the whole Will Smith thing. I bring this up because a bunch of you have sent me emails about it, and we know that the latest thing that happened with the Will Smith fallout is he's been banned for 10 years. So the Academy, their decision was that he can't go to the Oscars or any Academy events for 10 years. And after the slap of Chris Rock, he won, as you all know, Best Actor for his role as Richard Williams in King Richard. And then that was what led to everything that's happened since then. But 10 years, that's a long time, right? But the Academy says we have to, you know, violence in any form, is inexcusable. It's unacceptable. So that, they haven't had to deal with that. They've dealt with, I think, all kinds of things, but they haven't had to deal with that. But now they are. And so he's out. And that is a long time. It doesn't mean he can't win an Oscar, but he certainly can't accept it. And he can't vote on the Oscars either, right? And the reaction, I mean, one, to this story, it's been now weeks, you know, 3 weeks, and there are, it still comes up. And part of that is because it's so unusual. It's never happened. There have been crazy things that have happened, but it's never happened. And people, how many people are watching award shows, and how relevant are the Oscars? That's the other thing you have to ask yourself. In this audience, I doubt very many of you watch the Oscars. 16 million people watch the Oscars. That's a low figure. I mean, that's a very, very low figure. So if you look at that, and then you look at what happened, the interest in the Oscars soared because of what went on with that slap. And now you have Will Smith, he's been dumped by a few things, but the other big part of it is that he won't, I mean, that's it, win, not win, whatever, he cannot be there, so he will not be at any of the events, and those events are huge, because that's the part of the business. It's part of what they have to do in that business, be seen, be relevant, all of that. I think the saddest story, and really more relevant to all of us, is the story of Dwayne Haskins, the Steelers quarterback. Some of you are Steelers fans. He was amazing at Ohio State. He's dead. He was hit by a car, dump truck, 24 years old, right? So he was trying to cross the westbound lanes of 595 on foot. There was oncoming traffic. He was hit by a dump truck, pronounced dead on the scene, and all of it is being investigated. But he was quite something in his playing days, and I think there was just shock because he was down practicing. He was down working out with some other Pittsburgh Steelers, and the idea was he's getting ready, you know, he's getting ready for what was coming next. So he had a lot of, because he re-signed with the Steelers, a one-year contract in March after they placed him on a restricted free agent tender, so to speak, prior to the new year. And he even said at the time, I feel like I can be a starter in the league. I got drafted for that reason. I definitely have the talent. I just haven't pulled it all together. It's something I have to do in the off season. And he was working on it. And that's why he was there. He was playing with other skill position players at the time of his death. And he was incredible, like I said, at Ohio State. He was picked up by Washington in the first round of the 2019 NFL Draft. He signed with the Steelers in January of 2021. With Ben Roethlisberger retiring, it would have been the perfect scenario for him. He would have had a really, really good shot at being that starting quarterback, and it looked like he was going to be the starting quarterback. So the only details they have is just that he was hit by that dump truck. He was on foot, there was oncoming traffic, and he was hit. Very sad. So it's being investigated, of course. All right, much more is happening on this show, this hour, so buckle up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new Russian military commander has been placed in charge as the war in Ukraine continues. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Reports we're seeing of a change in military leadership and putting a general in charge who is responsible for the brutality and the atrocities we saw in Syria shows that there's going to be a continuation of what we've already seen on the ground in Ukraine, and that's what we are expecting.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. She said the U.S. plans to continue providing military assistance as Ukraine braces for more conflict. For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again. He asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News. More social media companies are cracking down on Russia disinformation.
YouTube has blocked a Russian parliamentary channel for violating the platform's terms of service as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Reuters reports that the move is drawing outrage from Russian officials and the country's internet regulator. It's accusing YouTube of adhering to a pronounced anti-Russian position in what it called an information war unleashed by the West against Russia, the same allegation that was the basis for the regulator to fine YouTube last month after it failed to get rid of prohibited content regarding Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Texas woman who was charged with murder after performing an abortion on herself was released from jail on Saturday on a $500,000 bond. Lizelle Herrera, 26, was arrested by the Starr County Sheriff's Office and charged with murder. Protesters demonstrated outside her jail. It's not clear under which Texas law Herrera had been charged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
To take you to Malaysia. Have you ever been to Malaysia? What an interesting country. Kumar joins us. Kumar Das, you'll find his name on the book. Gowri is the name of the book. It's about his mother who led an incredible life. Think seven children and so much of what she had to endure, especially as a widow. But what she taught these children is so admirable. So we are very happy to welcome him to this show and for all of you to hear this story. Hey, Kumar.
Hello, Kate. Hello, Kate. Thank you for inviting me to be on your radio talk show tonight. It's an honor. Totally unexpected.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Let's talk about your mother. You and I talked off the air about your mom, and I was anxious to get to the interview because she's so fascinating. So tell us what life was like for her and why you decided to write this book.
Yeah, she was a mother like no other, extremely selfless, courageous, resilient. She was a pillar of strength and an apostle of love to all of us. As she braved the odds in raising us single-handedly when she became a widow at the age of 42. At no stage did she ever lose her faith in the divine, and I believe that was a source of her inner strength. You know, Kate, very often she would say to us, I don't know where she picked it up, but it's a German proverb, begin to weave, and God will give you the thread. So positive was her mindset. And that, I think, is one of her admirable qualities, especially if you want to highlight her most admirable qualities, I would say selflessness, self-empowerment, and tenacity.
Wow, and that tenacity took her far, really, in what she had to do with children. And you think of India and Malaysia, and explain that to us. Explain India and then eventually in Malaysia.
Yeah, of course, she was born in India, in a state called Kerala, in southern India, southwest of India. She came here after her marriage in 1939, and she became a widow at the age of 42 in 1958. And she decided to be domiciled in Malaysia. She had seven children by then, and as a widow, it was really battling the odds to tend for us. But she did it with all her inner strength. And there is something very, very commendable. And there were instances, of course, when she had to depend on some help. And there was help forthcoming in the way of God sent scholarship to two of her children. But that was by the by. Some children had to forsake the education. But we all were bonded together, and she made sure that the family bonding was there all the time. And that was the main message, which I think we'll find resonating in throughout the book. The family bonding is important, that we should all strive to support each other through love and generosity of the heart, and which is the foundation of true happiness. And if there's any message from her life that would be worth noting, it's especially to single mothers, is self-empowerment. Self-empowerment is the key. Have a positive mindset, be proactive, be resilient. Do not be afraid to meet life's challenges head on. Have faith in God and faith in yourself.
Wow, that's beautiful. And I like even how you started that love and generosity of the heart, and that's what your mother had. Tell us one of the stories about your mom. Any story you want that's in the book.
A couple of stories. I think about that my interest listeners would be, you know, she was really very much deeply steeped in traditions and cultural values. So there was a cultural shock that came away. When her third son, the sailor boy, asked her for her blessings to marry a Eurasian girl of mixed Portuguese Indian parentage. Her name was Stella Margaret Reed. Of course, not in her wildest dreams did my mother imagine that an inter-ethnic marriage would intrude in her household. But she finally relented, and as I recall, in that transformation, we as adult children then saw her true selflessness and a reconciliatory spirit to embrace external cultural influences in her life. Her daughter-in-law won her heart, and she on her part, really a daughter, calling her by the name Shanti, which in Sanskrit means peace, rather than calling her Stella. So that is one instance, but she had to come to terms with the cultural diversity of the place, of her domicile place. The other one was with regard to education. I know my mother realized early that the education was the key to survival and upward mobility of her children. So we made sure we all focused on our studies and completed our upper secondary education so that if circumstances permitted at some later stage, we could further our studies at the tertiary level. And she was confident that the scope for this would be greater in a young country like Malaysia rather than in her motherland. Hence the decision to stay back and be domiciled. But what is remarkable, and I want to take back that thing, is what Tenacity did, is that, you know, it's amazing. She had no hesitation in penning a letter. This was sometime in the early 1960s. So then Indian foreign minister stating that she had sent one of her sons to study in her motherland and requesting the minister to kindly help secure the future for him and thereby the family by granting him an Indian cultural scholarship to enter medical school. And lo and behold, the minister obliged. Now, can you imagine? And with me, if I were in her shoes, I would have thought multiple times before penning a letter to the minister, whom I didn't even know. But she did that, so that speaks volumes of her tenacity to make sure that her children survived.
Boy, no kidding. This book, Gowrie, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, of course. What do you hope people take away from reading this book about your mom?
A standout message is that irrespective of one's culture, every family needs to cultivate and nurture family bonding. To my mother, a family that remains united and supports each other through the love and generosity of the heart, which I mentioned again, is what constitutes true happiness, the foundation of true happiness. Family's gates are made in the heart. However chaotic and messy a family turns out to be, it is the only unconditional relationship its members have. There should only be love, not hate, in our hearts. That is the message to readers in general, but to single mothers in particular, I would say self-empowerment is the key. Have a positive mindset and be proactive, be resilient. And do not be shy. Meet life's challenges head on. And do not lose faith.
Ugh, what a great message. And I'm sure your mother would be very, very proud of you and your accomplishments and your family and writing this book for sure. We have like a minute or so left, and I want to talk about that because you really achieved some pretty high highs. And the book is about your mom, but tell the listeners a little bit about you, Kumar.
About myself? I must have mentioned some time back, but anyway, I was just barely 17 when my dad passed away, so I was like a confidant to my mother. I had a year more left of upper secondary school to finish, which I did, and then I worked as a teacher, temporary teacher. As luck would have it, I won a Colombo Plan scholarship to study in Australia. So I ended up overstaying, in the sense that they extended my scholarship from a BSc honors in chemistry to PhD in chemistry, along with a diploma in education. I came back and I was bonded to serve the government for 7 years. Originally it was, I was posted to a school, but I was there only for a few months, then it posted me to the University of Malaya. There I stayed on, and I really went into my research. It was on tin-based chemicals, published widely, a lot of papers on the subject, became a professor of inorganic chemistry, foundation professor, became the head of department, and finally for many years I was the dean of the Faculty of Science.
Gowrie's name of the book. Kumar, thank you so much for joining us on this show.
Great. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Kate.
Hey,
Guys, why settle for poor quality Poudyarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, so excited to take you to what he described to me off the air as a hot, hot Cape Town, South Africa. His book is hot. Freddie Van Rensburg has written a book called Life and On, a 12-step guide for non-addicts. And I told him that this book just jumped out at me because so many people who aren't, let's say they describe themselves as not addicts, really wish they could get to that that fountain of knowledge that helps them propel them with the things that they're struggling with. So he's going to tell us all about gratitude and things that we can do and a lot of amazing things that he talks about in this book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And so why did you write this book?
So I have a history of addiction. I identify as a drug addict and an alcoholic. And I realized when I came into recovery 12 years ago that the reason why I gave my life over to drugs and alcohol was because I struggled to live life. I didn't know what the answers to life were. So I rather just escaped. And coming into recovery and starting to work the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, I discovered that the program, the 12-step program, is a designed for living program, and it taught me how to live. I use the example in the book that I believe when we're born, we are issued with a manual kind of called How to Live Life for Dummies. But when my How to Live Life for Dummies was issued to me, it was issued to me in Chinese, and I couldn't speak Chinese. So when everybody around me could consult their guides and live life, I couldn't. And then when I came into recovery and I started working the 12 steps, it was as if the 12 steps taught me how to speak Chinese. And the longer I'm in recovery, the better I speak Chinese, and the better I can consult my How to Live Life manual, and the better my life is.
Wow. So I like your analogy of you couldn't do it and then you do it. So what are some of the things that you talk about in the book that can be helpful to people that are listening right now?
The realization that there is hardly, I've discovered that there is hardly an aspect of my life that I struggle with, that I somehow cannot address by using the 12 steps. The most important thing for me is that I have to realize that when I struggle with something, let's call it self-pity or victimhood. If I struggle with those things and I go through it through after that, I need to find the root cause. I need to find out what is it that causes me to feel that way. And this book guides you through a process, especially from step 4 to step end of step 7, on finding why do we react to life in the way we do. And in step 7, we end with literally two columns. On the one column, we have what are the causes of why we react to life in a certain way. In the right-hand column, we end with this is the appropriate way that we can deal with that. And I've discovered that whenever I struggle with a day of feeling sorry for myself, being self-piteous, being a victimhood, it really helps me to connect with a gratitude. Freddie, look at what you have. Focus on what you have instead of what you don't have. And that makes all the difference. And suddenly I can look at life differently. I literally take off my reaction glasses and I put my response glasses on. I see life differently.
Wow. Just thinking about that and thinking how that can help so many people. For you, do you think that what it is with most of us is that we have this whole idea of we're victims? It's somebody verbally abused us, or I don't fit in, or whatever it is, that whole carrying that weight of victimhood?
Yes. Yes. Kate, what I've discovered more and more, and my incredible interest at this stage is looking at our childhoods, is looking at the belief systems we grew up with. And very often we grow up in families that we don't feel loved and cared for. Our primary caregivers don't show up for us in the way that they need to show up for us as children. And we carry the belief systems that we built from there. Like my belief system was, my primary caregivers aren't listening to me, they don't hear me, they don't see me. And that made me feel terribly sorry for myself and believing that the world is unsafe. So coming into a program and working through my book, I realized that I can show up for myself as an adult, and I can show up for my child as an adult and reparent my child and therefore live the life that I want and not the life as of a five-year-old who I used to look at life. I can learn to look at life differently by addressing those issues.
Well, and it's so interesting talking about how you can look at life. What do you hope people take away from reading your very powerful book, Life Anon, a 12-step guide for non-addicts?
Most important thing, and this is going to sound harsh, I'm going to say that pain is inevitable. We all go through pain. We all experience pain and discomfort and dis-ease in our lives. But suffering is a choice. So Life Anon is a book that can take us to identify the pain, but to not live in the suffering. We don't have to suffer. There's an answer. And an answer to that suffering is a book called Life Anon.
For you, after writing this, does this make you want to do another one? Will you do another book?
I already have a second book a third book in mind. And I've written a first book, and that is called The First Layer. Work through the 12 steps in 21 days. So that's already out in the market. And then Life Anon is number 2. And then there's a third book, which is kind of a photo book of inspiration and motivation from other people that walked the same path as I did, who also found a new way of life. And then hopefully there will be a fourth book based on the second book, based on Life Anon, where I want to do a book of daily meditations. So all of that is in the head at the moment. It just has to come out onto paper.
I love that it's in the head at the moment. Freddie, so delightful to talk to you. And I want to mention this because I think this is big. What is really cool about your book is you can read it, you can absorb it, you can pick it up at any place, but also you can be a participant because it's a workbook. You've got space for people. And why did you do that?
It's literally a question of, I wanted people to be able to go as deep as they want to go. So if you want to see if this thing can work for you, read the book. If you read the book and think this can work for me, then you can engage with the questions and you can actually sit down and write the answers. I actually suggest in the book that you get a friend and work through the book with a friend, and you listen to each other's answers and share insight on that, which is what we call in Pathway Fellowships kind of sponsorship. And that will just make that the journey deeper and the growth exponentially more.
I love it. This book is so fascinating, and the title is absolutely brilliant, Life and On, a 12-Step Guide for Non-Addicts. Freddie Van Rensburg, thank you so much for coming on. And, oh, by the way, so what do you do in Cape Town when you're hot, hot, hot?
to earn a living, I work as a counselor. But most of the time, I try to sit out in the garden with school as much as possible and play with my four cats.
I love it. Four cats. There's something about somebody having four cats. Cats are wonderful. They're such loving, loving creatures. Freddie, I think this is great, this book, and the fact that you're writing. Keep inspiring, and thank you for coming on the show.
Freddie is so funny. I love his sense of humor, and he unabashedly tells you, and he should, everything that's happened to him and Life Anon, taking the spiritual program of Alcoholics Anonymous for non-addicts. I've had people tell me they wish they had a program they could go to that was for non-addicts. So he has the book that's for non-addicts because it's worked so well, the program, the 12 steps, all of that. And the idea that we don't have to go through life and suffer because of something that happened in our childhood, because of the way we were programmed, and just being able, you know, coming out of isolation and what the commonality is for so many people, and thinking about what we all at some point will have to deal with, the loss of someone we love, the maybe unexpected diagnosis, something that happens at work when you're, which I say all the time, when you're blindsided. Nobody wants to be blindsided. It's the worst. But that's what happens. Life is a roller coaster. So this book, to me, what he's done and how he takes you through the process, and how you can also fill in whatever you want to fill in and practice gratitude and think about the gifts that you can give yourself instead of beating yourself up and suffering needlessly. Life is so short. It's like that bumper sticker, life is so short. So he really has addressed something, I think, that is incredibly valuable, especially by flipping around that equation. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.